Preparation for the lesson in the tens. Shamati, what is the exaltedness of the Lord? The exaltedness of the Lord means that one should ask of the Creator to give him the strength to go above reason. This means that the exaltedness of the Lord, there are two interpretations for it. One is that he should not fill up his reason, which is the mind, how a question can answer his own questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to fulfill all of his questions. It follows that this is called exaltedness because all of the mind comes from above and not from the side of the person. That is, that a person is able to answer his own questions. And whatever the person can answer, it is considered that the person answers everything with his external mind. That is, that the will to receive understand that it's worthwhile to fulfill Torah and mitzvot. Whereas above reason, it obligates the person to continue with the work. And this is considered against the reason of the will to receive. Two, the exaltedness of the Lord means that he becomes needy of the Creator fulfilling his wishes. Therefore, one, when a person has to go above reason, the person sees that he is empty, and then he becomes needy of the Creator. Two, that only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason, that is, what the Creator gives him is called the exaltedness of the Creator. A question for a workshop. How will we increase the exaltedness of the Creator between us in this lesson? What do I plan to do? How will we increase the exaltedness of the Creator in this lesson between us? What do I plan to do? We are studying about prayer, so you have no choice. If the Creator will not be great, you will have no one to pray to. So, we have to want to see that He will be great, and this thing will enable us to pray to Him. Well, okay, first of all, we need to pay attention that we're speaking to the microphone and we think that everybody is hearing us, but everybody is hearing us except for us, because this is actually a greater distance than the ordinary, so in order for the ten to hear its own friends, we need to speak louder. Now, the exaltedness of the Lord, it's all of our work, not only now in the lesson, it's the importance of the goal, the importance of the Creator, this is our work all the time, and this is what we have to emphasize. amplify all the time. This is all of our spiritual work. How do we do it? We follow the means that we're familiar with, by example, by participation in the lesson, participation in all of the meetings throughout the day as much as possible. Participating in dissemination, but also everyone should know what we're doing, because one who gives a gift to his friend should notify him, etc. Was the question about the lesson? So, there is nothing new beneath the sun. Everything is well known already. As Chaim said, we need to demonstrate our participation. We need to show the friends in a directed way how important it is, even if it is not important, and how much I want to add my part. And by that, I can hope that I'm actually setting an example to the friends, to think that by that we are actually drawing the reforming light. Yes, only the greatness of the Creator is what we're interested in. For me personally, I get a lot of inspiration from the friends who are always asking questions and they're alert. This way I feel that everyone is in the lesson. They're writing, making pictures, performing all of the different actions. This gives me personally a lot of inspiration and a lot of strength to imitate them and to be like them. So in this lesson, I plan to imitate them and to be like them. And I add gratitude for the opportunity that we have this morning to be together with all of the friends, together with Rav, which is actually every morning, but it should not be taken for granted. We very much want to take advantage of this opportunity fully. All of these 3 hours that we are physically together with all of the friends from all over the world, of course. And we need to show that we are engaging in the most important thing in reality, in any way possible. Yes, gratitude that the opportunity that we have to ask for the light, for the friends, for the group. Indeed, this lesson is a special lesson. This is the moment, this is the time to ask, to aim the kelim, and to demand the light. Yes, we have all the conditions with which to extend the light. And the most important, I think, is not to be a cork, a blockage in the system, to make an calculation over the intention, the right intention, a prayer. Let's now read Rav's tweet from yesterday, last evening. Rav writes the following: as a result of working on himself, a person reaches the feeling of emptiness as a result of the Creator's coming closer to him. Emptiness is the feeling of the disparity of form between the person and the Creator. That same feeling of emptiness one can fill up only by the exaltedness of the Lord above reason. And one should ask the Creator for that. I'll read it again. As a result of working on himself, a person reaches a feeling of emptiness as a result of the Creator's coming closer to him. Emptiness is the feeling of disparity of form between man and the Creator. That same feeling of emptiness one can fill up only by the greatness of the Creator above reason. And for that, one should ask of the Creator. We will now enter 2 minutes of silent prayer as preparation for the lesson.
קודם מדברים ואני אשמע כמה ששיעור השמיעה של הקדוש ברוך הוא תלוי ממש בשיעור הגעגועים המתגלים לדיבורי התפילה. והרגיש האדם געגועים יתרים. ודאה בשעת מעשה שהשם יתברך שומע אליו ביותר. מובן מעצמו שהוא יודע את זה, זה מתחזק ביותר בשפיכת ליבו. אין לך זכות גדולה מזו, שהוא מלכו של עולם מטה אוזן קשה ודאה.
נראה לי את כל התמונות האפשריות.
כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות.
אתני, אתני, אתני ממוות.